Welcome to The Virtual Shift, a show looking at the seismic changes happening in healthcare with virtual care at the epicenter. Join me and my guests as we look at key cultural and policy shifts impacting how providers, payers, and patients connect, as well as how care is being reimagined both for today and the future. Hello, and thanks for tuning in today. I'm your host, Tom Foley. You can learn more about this show by visiting the program on healthcarenowradio.com, and be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Twitter, at FoleyTom. And the hashtag, The Virtual Shift. Today, we have a very interesting guest, Neil Friedman. He is the founder and COO of the Body Metrics. Neil, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Awesome. So, Neil, you know, I'm excited to have this conversation with you because of the shift that you bring to the market. You know, we talk about remote patient monitoring, and we talk about medical devices, and we talk about, you know, and immediately people think about blood pressure cuffs and a pulse ox and other devices, almost as if you have to have a backpack of medical devices, right? And that can become very challenging for certain age populations in, you know, the Bluetooth connectivity and things of that nature. So what you bring to the market is a very simple and frictionless approach, and that's ultimately a ring. I know you don't call it a ring. It is a medical device, and it does slide on the finger, but it does a lot in the little amount of space that you allocate. So let's talk a little bit about that. Can you tell us a little bit about Body Metrics first?
Sure. Thanks again, Tom, for having me. Body Metrics is a seven-year-old company. Most people, and frankly, I once gave a speech at Samsung and said I'm the least known company in this particular space because we really went to the medical community to get our validation of our device. And the last 6.5 years of our company, we pretty much worked within the academia and clinical world with all of our devices. The device we're discussing today is called the Prevention Circle Plus, which is a ring that is on the finger, and I really want to first talk about the shape of the ring or the form factor of the ring. I'm very proud to say that we won the 2020 Red Dot Award, Engineering Award, which had 3,000 people that applied for it in the medical area, and we won it for our design. And it really goes back to everything we're really thinking about wearables, about remote patient monitoring. The bottom line is, first of all, when a consumer or a patient thinks about a wearable, they immediately think of activity, okay? And they also think about the wrist. It has been found that the majority, and I say the vast majority, of wearables on the wrist are not really putting out correct records or correct numbers. The reason why is the numbers are pushed out by the sensors, okay? And for sensors to be accurate, they have to be stable. And I'm sure all of you listening on this broadcast at some time or another have worn a watch, and you know that the watch moves around. So that if the watch moves around, there's no way that you can get accurate measurements from a wrist wearable. So not only did we take it off the wrist, we brought it to the finger, okay? And the finger provides to us a great place to measure your body metrics. Now, additionally, you could say to me immediately, if you're thinking about it, well, if I'm wearing a wedding ring, for example, I know that wedding ring moves. You're right. So what we did was, and why we won that engineering award, was we created a new form factor to a ring. And I realize that you really can't see it on this broadcast, but what the ring really has is it almost has like a half halo on top, and then it has two vertical drawdowns and a reverse halo on the bottom where the sensors are placed. And by having that structure or that form factor, what ends up happening is that we have three size ranges, and you potentially get one of them. And when you put it on your finger, the drawdown immediately pulls up to your finger and tightens it against the bottom of your palm side of your hand so that the sensors are stabilized. And at the end of the day, if we're going to be in the remote patient monitoring business or we're going to try to monitor or self-monitor ourselves, we want the right metrics. So by creating this stabilization in this form factor, we've achieved medical metrics on our device.
Interesting. Very interesting. So, you know, we often talk about continuous care And that definition really was originally intended to say, hey, how do we extend care from the brick and mortar facility into the home? Mm-hmm. And as you know, remote patient monitoring requires you to monitor or take 16 different instances of a vital minimally within a 30-day period. So that's a challenging effort in and of itself. But the idea of putting a ring on and taking the notion of unpacking the blood pressure cuff, putting it on, you know, all that stuff, pulse ox and those different devices, you just put it on, leave it on. And as long as you're within 3 feet of your smartphone, and, you know, that data is going into the cloud, and you can measure, monitor yourself first. And then certainly your clinical partner can, remotely monitor you with a robust amount of data. It's not just, hey, you know, I took a pulse ox at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm good, right? And sure. Do it 2 days later, and I'm good. You never know what's happening within that 48-hour span. I'm not trying to create fear. I'm just trying to say, hey, wellness is really about mitigating the fact that an event will occur, a health event will occur. So, you know, you could be within range of your blood pressure, but you don't, no one's seeing the slight incline. Correct. In your blood. So you can intercept that rather quickly and then mitigate a lot of different things, and whether it be blood pressure, oxygen saturation, blood saturation, and you name it, right? It's about the anticipation. So if we can change the dialogue and the behaviors to be more preventative and move towards wellness, we no longer in the sick care business, right? We're in the wellness business. Thoughts on that?
Well, I think you've really hit upon the key thing. One of the big differentiators of this Prevention Circle Plus is the continuous monitoring aspect. The reality is episodic measurements, for example, of blood oxygen are really worthless both to you and to your physician or a loved one who you may be sending your information to. You really need to see it over a period of time because, i.e., if we take blood pressure, we all know that you could wake up in the morning and your blood pressure could be 120 over 80, and then 4 hours later, it's 160 over 110. So that the physician or anybody that's watching or yourself really needs to see that full picture. So what the Prevention Circle Plus does continuously, it does continuous blood oxygen, continuous heart rate, continuous finger temperature, and continuous HRV. And then additionally, we have a one lead ECG on the ring, and we do blood pressure. I want to, I'm very much a proponent that the future is really going to be self-monitoring. That, you know, unfortunately, with everything that we are all dealing with today, we're going to start self-monitoring. But if I just go to the post-COVID and long haulers of the world, which is unfortunately a significant group of people and only growing every day, the largest website for post-COVID long haulers is a website based in the United Kingdom, being monitored by King's College, which is called ZOE, Z-O-E. And their recommendation is that everyone that has had post-COVID a long hauler self-monitor. And the three metrics that they're telling them to monitor are your blood oxygen, your heart rate, and your temperature, all which we do. But more than that, I must tell you quickly a story about, you know, I interact with people all the time and I enjoy talking to people all the time about my product and learn about my product to potentially improve it. So I was talking to a lady who was being cared for by our chief medical officer, who's Dr. Mayer Krieger out of Yale, who's basically the father of sleep. And he had me send a circle ring to this woman who was post-COVID. And she spoke about how great Dr. Krieger was. And then at the end of the conversation, she says, "You have no idea how wonderful your ring is." She said to me, "It has brought my stress under control." Because the reality is, when you can see those numbers on a continuous basis and wake up in the morning and see 8 hours of those numbers and you see that they're in line or in line with your baseline, that totally reduces your stress. And we all know the number one killer is stress. So if we're able to bring down the stress of individuals by showing them these metrics, we've really accomplished something great.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's an interesting story. I often talk to many of our guests about, you know, healthcare is not about the episodic event that you have in your provider's office. And I often use the analogy of the average Medicare patient with five chronic conditions sees 9 different doctors and only in front of the doc 15 hours in a given year. The challenge relative to how do we get to wellness, and therefore if we can get to wellness, we can get the value, in my view. You can't get the value without wellness, right? So the point is, what happens the other 8,745 hours? That's the problem we have to solve. And the way to solve that is through innovation like your ring, so that I can monitor myself on a 24/7 basis, because I am only as healthy as the previous second that just ticked off the clock, right? And if you talk about COVID, you know, I can go get a COVID test and be negative and walk out the door and someone spew something into the air. And I've now contracted COVID. And then therefore the ability to monitor oxidization, temperature, and heart rate, you know, it just helps on many, many different levels. Yeah. So with that, there are some specific things about the ring. Appreciate you highlighting the different vitals that you capture. And so that in and of itself, I should note, 6-7 different vitals in a ring. Think about it, you know, take the backpack away and, you know, you have a very simple device. You can go shopping. You can do whatever you want to do, hypothetically, and you have this constant monitoring. And if inflation is killing you and you see your heart rate going up, you can see that as you're shopping.
So. Absolutely. I also want to bring up, you know, you're bringing up some very interesting things, and, you know, I want to talk about potentially how powerful this is in a work environment, because the reality is that we're all trying to go back to work. And the biggest problem is really getting our concern about the environment and our fellow worker. Are they okay? So that, you know, we have worked with certain organizations where they have given the ring in the work environment and to their employees. And what has ended up happening, it's almost created almost like a fraternity and sorority within the work environment. And you talk about mitigation and things. And what ends up happening is that, frankly, what the CEOs has addressed the workforce, right? And told them that, you know, we understand the problems with COVID and we're going to help, you know, God forbid if somebody gets it, you're not going to lose your job. You're going, we're going to take care of you. And we're not Big Brother watching you, but they gave the ring and asked everybody to self-monitor. So what ends up happening is, first of all, let's understand that temperature, unfortunately, was the wrong metric that was presented to the public as far as when we entered buildings or we were in the workforce. Because frankly, for example, if Amazon has heat-seeking thermometers throughout the warehouse and they capture somebody who has temperature, by that point, the entire place is infected. So we know that blood oxygen is the key metric as far as the early metric that potentially is the warning sign. So that if we have a workforce and everybody's monitoring themselves and somebody sees that level drop, right, and they notify their employee or their HR department, potentially we've taken that individual out of the workforce at an early stage and mitigated the problem of the spread.
Yeah.
And that's a very, very powerful point.
And if they're not watching, if you will, right, the vitals are still being collected and they're not watching. And you have used some AI algorithms that, you know, ultimately see that climb or decline in blood saturation. That's, you know, there's secondhand help, if you will, that's always helping you achieve better outcomes. So let me just pause here. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Virtual Shift. I'm your host, Tom Foley, and we're speaking with Neil Friedman, who is the founder and CEO of Body Metrics. And we're talking about an innovative solution to self-monitoring and achieving wellness through collection of vitals through the use of a smart ring. So one of the other unique features, which is important, New England Journal of Medicine had an article about pigmentation of the skin and being able to collect the best assess blood saturation because of pigmentation. Talk to us a little bit about how you solved that problem.
This is really one of the most important things that I think that everyone should be aware of. And, you know, very often we are aware of things, but they're not brought to the public's eye, if I can say it to you that way. So for the last 40 years, the medical community quietly has known that there's a pigmentation problem with blood oxygen. In December of 2020, there was an article published in the New England Journal of Medicine called Non-Intended Racial Discrimination. And the content of the article basically was that, unfortunately, many people went out. Of course, we all were very, very scared when COVID started, ran to the drugstores, ran to the Walmarts and the Targets of the world, and bought inexpensive blood oxygen meters to monitor our blood oxygen, because we heard that blood oxygen was the key indicator. Unfortunately, there's a pigmentation problem with these inexpensive blood oxygen meters. And approximately 11% of the African-American community in the United States was misdiagnosed for COVID. After this article came out, I just want to talk to you historically what happened here, because it's quite interesting. So immediately after the article came out, a week later, the New York Times printed an article about it, and then CNN ran a piece on it. Three of our senators, Senator Wyden, Booker, and the lady from Massachusetts, wrote a letter to the FDA and saying that there's a significant problem with blood oximetry. The FDA, frankly, gave a very, very poor response, right? And nothing has really happened since then. About last month in the United Kingdom, the Secretary of Health of the United Kingdom launched an investigation in the United Kingdom about blood oxygen and how many people have died. So I'm proud to say that we have done clinical trials on the Circle Plus, the ring, and we have no pigmentation problem. One of the reasons for that is very, very simple. If you think of somebody who's pigmented, and they're not just African-American, they're Latino, they're Chinese, anybody who's Indian who's pigmented. The bottom line is the backside of the hand is where the pigmentation is. And if you think of the palm side of the hand, is pink, white, or yellow. So our sensors are on that side of the hand. And that's why we're able to achieve the accurate measurements from the Prevention Circle Plus ring.
Wow. Interesting. So one other aspect of the ring I wanted to talk about, you know, we talk about wellness versus a medical device. Tell us the classification that you're in. You've done clinical trials and things of that nature. Registered FDA medical device, is that a fair statement?
Well, we're registered with the FDA, and currently, according to the FDA, allowed to be used for home oximetry. Okay. Our plans are, we're actually submitting next month to the FDA our clinical trials, and we believe that we'll be FDA approved for what they call a 510K class 2 by the end of March. I want to make you aware there are certain institutions that want the FDA classification, and there are certain ones that accept the trials and the information that we've given them. So, for example, we work with the Veterans Administration, and the Veterans Administration really works on their own validation of product. And the Circle Plus ring has been accepted by the Veterans Administration. As a matter of fact, we did a very, very interesting study within the VA. Not only are we going to help the rural vets with our ring, they're going to be shipped the Circle Plus ring, and I'm so proud of it, they're going to be monitored properly, finally, from rural areas. But additionally, they gave the Circle Plus ring to the employees of two hospitals within the VA, within the Cleveland and St. Louis hospitals. And it was actually at the time, frankly, as we know now that the COVID goes through surges and drops, it was during the drop period, but they actually gave it to them to detect if somebody would have COVID. What ended up happening were two things, and these are very, very important facts. The number one thing that happened that astounded the VA was the compliance factor, right? And compliance is the key. Whether you're a patient or an individual, the ease of use made it so they were getting the metrics. And that's very, very important today. Okay. That was number one. But what they also found, which was astounding, was they ended up finding a lot of different problems or illnesses that these individuals had that they were never aware of based on the metrics. So it was quite an interesting study.
Yeah, and there leans in on our previous discussion points about, you know, this continuous monitoring and being able to, whether the patient is looking at it, because the, you know, a patient might say, hey, it's within range. It's, I got a top number, bottom number. So I'm good, right? But the idea that it's climbing, you know, being able to intersect that early on, you exactly. know, and I'm at fault here as well sometimes, because I always say, you know, healthcare, if it doesn't hurt, you're not going to doctors, right? And that's why we get into this reactive urgent mm-hmm. care, emergency room, you know, something hurts, I got to go, right? Versus this different state of wellness or different mindset of behavioral changes and monitoring that allow you to maintain wellness versus getting realizing that because it doesn't hurt, I don't have to do anything, or I don't even have to go measure. But, you know, if you let that linger on too long, obviously life could be short, frankly. So, all right. So, so tell us a little bit about what you're seeing from, you know, the consumer's adoption of the ring and health system adoption of the ring, and how that's changing the way you think healthcare is being delivered.
Well, as far as consumer adoption, we are, you know, the bottom line is the circle prevention ring is that what I call that first alert, or that overall picture of your health. But at the same time, people with certain morbidities buy it for certain reasons. Okay. So for example, if you're concerned about your sleep, this ring provides you with your continuous blood oxygen over a period of time and your heart rate, and also a score of your sleep, which is called an ODI, which measures the amount of desaturations you have, and also shows you your stages of sleep through a period of time. But the interesting thing that I always share with people is I have people calling me up, and everybody, you know, is so concerned about, you know, their snoring or bothering their loved one. And I have people that actually put cameras in their bedrooms as they're sleeping and monitor where their position is in the bed against the data that they see on the ring the next morning, figuring out what they've done. And they see very often that they're sleeping on their back rather than their side, and they make those adjustments, right? Additionally, in the consumer world, and this happens to me every day, I was called by a gentleman who had his lungs replaced, and he's using the Circle Plus ring to monitor his oxygen today. And the Circle Plus provides this peace of mind, is the bottom line, is what we're giving to people. We're giving to the consumer, if they have a problem, peace of mind, again, by seeing these continuous numbers that we keep on stressing to you.
FDA approval, FDA submittal, mm-hmm. and I'll let that process play out over the next, you know, a couple months, sure. Hopefully sooner than later, personally. Where do you see the technology of that ring going in the next year?
Well, we know where it's going, to be frank with you. I'm not trying to be a wise guy. One of the largest...
Stop being a wise guy, Neil.
Okay, then I'm going to be a wise guy. One of the largest insurance carriers, I can't tell you because I'm under confidentiality, but very, very large here on the West Coast, did four different trials with the Circle Plus ring with people that had lung problems. And what ended up happening was that they found that the number one, that the patients enjoyed wearing the ring. They were able to get the data because they were continually wearing it. And they were able to make decisions remotely monitoring the patients at home, seeing what problems they have with their lungs. So we just finished a contract and going through a security audit with this insurance firm. And they are actually going to distribute the Circle Plus ring to all their pulmonary and sleep patients outside. So they will be monitoring potentially over 1 million patients over a 3-year span in Southern California. Awesome. So the reality is that medicine, doctors, payers, you know, they're all changing the mode, and they're recognizing it's got to be done remotely. And this device really gives us the metrics we need that we can evaluate somebody. It's an information machine. It's not a diagnostic machine. It's an information machine. And that's what we provide. We provide the information to your physicians, who then can, in talking to you and looking at the numbers, decide what the next course of action is.
And just real quick on that particular note, this ring obviously generates a lot of data. You know, physicians don't need to be concerned about alert fatigue and data. If I got the data, this is where a remote monitoring partner can come in and help monitor one. And so it offloads the physician's need to do, you know, a million patients, right? So, you know, it's impossible for a physician to do, obviously. But that coupled with some AI tools that look at that data and, you know, again, it's an information machine. You can't manage what you can't measure. And ultimately, you're highlighting the alerts on additional action is necessary. Speak to your doctor. That's the alert that you want, is you have a patient who feels like there's a problem. And so the doctor's focused on the most need. So thoughts on that, Neil? Just real quick.
It's everything that remote patient monitoring is about, Tom. You really just gave the definition of it and why it's being accepted today. And frankly, as we all know, us that are in the business, we had a lot of problems bringing this concept to the marketplace. Unfortunately, COVID accelerated that. And now they've seen the acceptance of the patient. The doctor is used to wearing it, and it's the future of medicine.
Awesome. Neil, we're going to have to leave it there. Bodymetrics.com. Again, Neil Friedman's founder and COO of Bodymetrics. Great talking to you. I definitely want to have you back on because there's so much more we can talk about, but I'll leave it there for today. Thanks again for joining us on this program.
Okay. My pleasure, Tom.
I would like to thank the show sponsors, both HP and Intel. HP Engage long lifecycle products provide the stability, safety, and security you need, plus flexibility and performance designed for today and tomorrow. As well, Intel would like you to know we're going above and beyond together with new standards for business with the latest Intel vPro processors, delivering what IT needs for performance, security, remote manageability, and stability. And be sure to check out the program page on healthcarenowradio.com. And remember, connect or follow me on LinkedIn, Twitter, at Foley Tom, and follow the show's hashtag, The Virtual Shift. I'm Tom Foley. Until the next shift.